Mission Network News 1 minute version for Tuesday, June 21st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Come June 26th, it'll be exactly 6 months since the tsunami lashed Indonesia's Aceh province. Association of Christian Schools International's Dave Wilcox says 14 of their partnering schools were destroyed then. But they're on track to see the reconstruction finished by next October. He says children raised over $140,000 for the repairs in Indonesia. Wilcox is thrilled because it's the body of Christ doing what it's supposed to do. And the first people convicted under Victoria, Australia's Racial and Religious Tolerance Act of 2001 will get their penalties on Wednesday. In December, two pastors with Catch the Fire Ministries were convicted of vilifying Islam during a seminar on Islam that was held back in March of 2002. Pray that the pastors will know how to respond and that God will use this as a way to unify the church. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. MNN is now podcasting. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on MNN to go. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.